Hello everyone, welcome to my podcast. My name is Seth and we're going to be talking about how the quarantine is affecting people. So from my experience so far, it hasn't been that bad. I mean, staying inside, it does get pretty boring, but for the most part, you have family members you can talk to. There's always the internet you can go on and stuff like that. So, I mean, it is nice to go out and see your friends and go out and eat and do activities and physical activities. But, I mean, if it's for a good cause, then sure, I guess you could stay inside. If there's one thing I'd have to complain about, though, it would be that interacting with people is different now, because online interacting with people, I mean, it's not the same as, like, being next to someone and talking to them. You don't get the same depth of the conversation as, like, you would if you were up front talking to the person. Some people might even feel lonely because, I mean, even though they're talking to people online through, like, we do Zoom for school. Like, if you're talking to someone through Zoom, it wouldn't be the same as talking to someone in person. Especially since it's, like, been so nice outside during this spring. I mean, at this current moment right now, it's chilly outside. But, like, early this spring, it was actually really warm. So, the fact that we had to be stuck inside quarantined, that wasn't very nice. And the sports that were coming up when we were quarantined, a lot of people I know were looking forward to that. Like, I have friends that went out for track, and football is coming up. So we don't know what that's going to look like in the future. But for track, I was going to go out for track this year, see what it was like and have some fun, I guess. And I had friends that would like to go out for track too, that were looking forward to going out for track, and they were excited. So that's another thing that makes this quarantine not so nice. And if you're into the NBA and stuff like that, all those games are canceled, and some of the players even got the coronavirus, which is not nice, because who wants their favorite players to get sick? I mean, come on. Hopefully they get all this figured out soon, but opening up the country too early won't be a good thing either, because people just go outside and start getting sick again, and then there would be another spike in the coronavirus. One thing I've also been hearing is that in the fall, there might be a spike coming up for coronavirus again, which I hope doesn't happen, but maybe a month ago or something, I heard that the cold is what made the coronavirus go on more, but the heat is supposed to make it better, I think. That's what the people were saying. I have no clue if that's true or not, but I hope that's what it is. Anyway, changing subject, still on coronavirus though, I feel sorry for the seniors this year because they didn't get the full experience like the seniors of the years before did too. Like prom and all the other like graduation, like the parties they have and stuff like that. It would have been nice for them to experience that, but because of the coronavirus, they weren't able to. I have a couple of friends that are seniors, and I feel bad for them because knowing how excited they were for their graduation, and then now it gets torn away from them just because this virus is here, I guess. Hopefully they find a cure for it, so at least they can do something for their graduation. Maybe they can have like a Zoom graduation or something like that, where they invite all their friends and family or whoever want to come. Also, a big thanks to the teachers for helping us through the schoolwork and stuff like that, because I know it's complicated with all the emails going back and forth from students to teachers. It can get, like, confusing. So, also, like, the people who are working in the hospitals and stuff like that, they've been a big help too, so thank you to them. Something else I've noticed is that a lot of the stores are getting closed down and stuff like that. Like, the shelves are all empty and stuff like that. Hopefully that doesn't happen in Linton, but I see things in the store in Linton that are missing too. Eggs are one of the things that go missing a lot in the store, and I heard that pork was gonna stop getting shipped in or something. I wonder how this is gonna affect China, because I heard on the news that they weren't honest about how many people were infected with the coronavirus in China. So I wonder if the people from America and other countries are gonna stop buying from their stuff that they sell. There are a lot of big businesses in China. Like, I know there are a couple tech companies I know about that are in China, which are, I mean, I think they're cool. I like watching technology videos, so a couple technology brands, I hope they don't get shut down and stuff like that, because it wouldn't be good for them. Anyway, closing up, I just hope this coronavirus doesn't go on for any much longer, because it's really putting a strain on our economy and stuff like that. And I know the president, he's been really stressed out because of all this coronavirus stuff. Hopefully in the end of this, everyone is okay and we all get through this just like we do through everything that's bad. Thank you guys for all listening to just my random thoughts, and hopefully you watch my next one. This was just my first one, so it's probably not that good, but I'm trying. So thank you for listening, and see you next time.